Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I speak to whoever's calling?
I have a transfer on the phone. Her name is Sharmika. You have her information. I just sent it.
Okay.
Sharmika.
Got it.
Would you like
I
me to
have
go
that
ahead and
here.
transfer her?
Yes, please.
All right, I'll transfer her now. Sharmika, I'm transferring you now. You're in good hands.
All right, thank you.
All right, yes, ma'am.
Hello, Sharmika.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Brandon. I'm going to be your intake specialist today towards the Depo Provera lawsuit here. Now, this is a recorded line. Would you like to see if you can get a claim started today?
Yes, sorry.
Okay, got it. And I'm going to ask you some questions that you may have already been asked, but I do have to double check and verify. Now, you've never spoken to any attorneys in the past regarding this, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And have you ever signed any documents with any other law firms against Depo Provera?
No.
Okay, got it. Now, was it you that was using Depo?
Correct.
Okay, got it. So you'll be filing this claim for yourself. Now, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for 1 year?
Yes, correct.
Got it. I'm sorry to hear that. When it comes to your diagnosis, how long ago was this?
2018.
It was in 2018. Okay. And do you remember the month?
September.
September 2018. Okay. September
Yes.
2018. And by any chance, do you know the day?
No,
Okay.
I don't know the exact day.
No problem. I'll get this down here. So September 2018. And what is your date of birth?
5971.
1971. Okay.
Right.
Got it. Now, when it comes to Depo Provera, did you have any loved ones around you or family that also used it and was injured by it?
Yes.
You did. And who was this person to you?
My daughter.
I'm sorry to hear that as well. Okay, got it. So, how many years did you use Depo?
I used it for 4 years.
4 years. Okay, got it. And on to the questions about Depo. Can you confirm that it was the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, it was Professor Pfizer.
Yeah, okay, got it. And you did use it for 1 year minimum. You said you used it for four, correct?
Right, I used it for 4 years.
4 years.
I started in 2014. I stopped it in 2018 when I started getting, side effects and went to the doctor.
I see. Was that around
It was just
September or
totally
the month before
complications.
September?
It when I stopped.
Yeah.
Now, when I stopped, it was around September,
Around
and I went in
September.
for my,
Okay, got it. Okay. And in 1 year out of the four that you used it, can you confirm that you had at least four injections prior to being diagnosed with a meningioma?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I took one every 3 months.
1 every 3 months. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, for HIPAA compliance purposes only, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And what is your current marital status?
Single.
Okay. And your first name, Sharmika, is that spelled Charmeka?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, got it. And last name, is that Allen?
Yes, sir.
Allen.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have a middle name?
L. Lene.
Lene. Okay. And spell Lene
Yes.
for me, please.
Lenea.
Lenea.
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay. And what is your social?
Can I just give you the last four?
Yes, that's fine.
5681.
Got it. 5681. Okay, so for your primary
Yes, sir.
contact information for the email that I have down, is that Sharmika Robertson at gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Robertson, is it have a T or is there no T in your email?
No, no T.
No T.
Robertson.
Robertson. Okay.
Yes.
Got it. And your primary phone number, can you confirm that for me?
601-408-9242.
Okay, I have that down. Is this your mobile phone?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how would you prefer to be contacted through phone calls, texts, or emails?
Either.
Either way. Okay, got it. And do you have a preferred time of day? Is it around this hour okay?
Yes, sir.
Got it. I'll put that down here. Now, what is your current address?
305 Casale Street, Petal, Mississippi, 39465.
Okay, Cathal Street, you said. How do you spell that?
CASSIL.
Got it. And what was the zip code?
39465.
39465. Got it. Is this a house?
Yes.
Okay, I have that down. So going back to your diagnosis, when you were diagnosed with this meningioma, do you remember what your doctor's name was that found it?
The doctor diagnosed me in November 2018. You said that his name
Yeah,
of
his
the
your diagnosing doctor's name.
doctor, thing was a Sebastian Colgate. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's Colgate. Colgate. I always pronounce stuff wrong, sir. So forgive me.
It's okay. I always pronounce my doctor's
My
name
English ain't
wrong.
very good. Yeah.
It's okay. Do you remember how to spell his last name?
That was simple. KOGA.
KOGA.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So Sebastian Koga, possibly. I probably butchered it too.
Yeah.
Do you remember what hospital he was at?
Boris John.
Okay, what was it called again?
Forest General
Forest
Hospital.
General.
Yes.
Okay, and this was in Mississippi as well. Forest General, found it. Okay, and is that off Hattiesburg, US 49?
Yes, Hattiesburg.
Yep, got the right one down here. Okay, got it. And did you go through treatment after you were diagnosed?
Excuse me, what was that?
Did you go through any treatment after you were diagnosed?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
I went
got it.
through the kratom, the cream cream otomy, I was cream otomy surgery,
Right.
and radiation treatment therapy.
Radiation therapy as well. And was it Sebastian
Yes.
Koga who also helped you through this?
Yes, sir, it
It
was.
was. Okay, give me one second. Got it. And how are you doing now?
I'm doing better. I have my worst. I have my bad days, but much
Right.
better.
I see it. The symptoms that you
It's been
used to have
better.
aren't around as much, I would assume, right?
Yes,
Okay.
correct.
I'm glad to hear that. Okay, got it. And this is a bit of a random question, but in the past, have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, sir.
Okay, got it. And after you did have your treatment, after you had your craniotomy, as well as the following treatment, did you get prescribed any type of medication?
No, not that I
No.
recall.
Okay.
No medications.
Got it.
Yeah, I just physical therapy, and the radiation was the
Right. How did the radiation
right.
go? Were you
No
going through?
long-term, no long-term medications, just regular, antibiotics and stuff, but no long-term medication.
I see, I see. Mostly for the surgery. Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And when it comes to your medical records, did you hold on to those? Did you keep copies or did you leave them with the hospital?
Left the hospital. I didn't get no copies. I don't recall where they're at right now.
That's okay. If you asked for them, you would be able to receive them though, correct?
Sure. Probably, yes.
Okay. Got it. And if you give us the permission as well, or the law firm, I should say, we're able to pull those from the hospital, but you can get them yourself and also send them. If you did have them yourself, would you be okay with sending them through email?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me mark that off here. And my last...
I'll let y'all get them.
Yeah, whatever works best for you, to be honest.
Okay.
My last question for you would be if you would like to put down an emergency contact. So in case we're unable to contact you, someone that you trust to continue your case, it's not necessary. Completely up to you.
No.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm going to put your email down for the emergency contact. So rather than a phone call, we'll just send an email. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Give me 1 second here. Okay, now those were all the questions I had for you. Now I'm going to go back and just confirm some information with you. Now, you did confirm with me that you never sought representation from any attorneys nor signed any documents, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you were diagnosed with a meningioma after using Depo for at least a year?
Correct.
And in 1 year, you would take a shot every 3 months, meaning 4 injections within a year?
Correct.
I see. And those injections were the name brand Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And you did mention earlier on that you were diagnosed in November, or was September the correct date?
The diagnosis date was November.
November. Got it. And
then she asked me when I started the shot. I started the shot in September of 2014.
Of 2014.
I was diagnosed in November 13, 2018.
Got it.
Yeah.
November 13th, 2018. Your first usage was in September 2014, and the last time you used it was in September 2018, just a couple months before your diagnosis.
Correct.
Okay, good. I have all that correct here. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and submit this. I'm going to send these documents over to your text as well as your email, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so these documents are the retainers for the attorney. So after you sign them, mm-hmm. the attorney will give you a call in the next couple of days. Now, we are at the end of the work week here, so it will most likely be on Monday, but they're going to give you a call and verify all of the information that we went over and confirm it's correct, mm-hmm. and your claim is submitted after that. Also included in the documents are the medical release. So if you do choose to let the law firm pull those medical records, that allows them to do so. So let me know when you get those documents up.
Okay. You sending them now?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on.
No problem.
Okay, I have them now.
Okay.
From MSAP. Do you agree?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
And you should be able to hit continue. It will ask for a few signatures in the yellow areas, as well as initials in the smaller areas. And it should just be a few of these. And then submit, and I'll review them.
Okay, you said in the yellow area?
Yes.
Sign?
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be perfect, but it does have to look like your regular signature that you would normally do.
Sign and initial all the boxes.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, let me go over this. Give me 1 second. And it should say finish after you touch that. It should go through. And you already
after
did.
You finish,
yes.
It said when it comes to signing important document 80.
Got it.
Your preferred trip. That's it. You got it?
Yes, I got everything on my end. So you are set from here. Like I said, expect a call on Monday. I'm very sure that they don't call over the weekend because we work Monday through Friday here. But expect that call. And after you do, verify the information and your claim will be submitted. But between that, I'll send a message from my personal desk line. That's going to be a text. My name is Brandon Sharp, and I was your intake specialist today. So I'll send the law firm's information over, and you're pretty much all set from here. I hope I was able to make the process easy.
All right. Thank you very much.
Of course, I wish you a good day and a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.